WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Calm Crew. It's your girl, Taylor Reed, back with another dose of stoicism served with a side of relatable realness. Ever find yourself staring at a to-do list longer than your arm, wondering how you're going to conquer Mount Everest of tasks? Yeah, procrastination is that sneaky gremlin who whispers later when we know deep down, now is the magic word. But guess what? We can fight back. This ain't about being a productivity machine, it's about reclaiming your time and energy with some ancient wisdom that actually works in the 21st century. Stoicism isn't just for philosophers and togas, folks. It's about finding inner strength and peace amidst the chaos of life. And trust me, nothing fuels procrastination like internal chaos. So, buckle up as we dive into 5 key Stoic strategies that can help you conquer procrastination and level up your game. First up, control your thoughts. Think of your mind like a garden. It can be beautiful and bountiful or overgrown with weeds. Procrastination thrives on those negative thought spirals. I'm not good enough, this is too hard, it's just going to take forever. Stoics call these thoughts cognitive distortions, and they are our enemies. Practice mindfulness, become aware of those thoughts as they pop up, and gently redirect them. Replace those negative whispers with affirmations like, I can handle this one step at a time, or progress, not perfection, is the goal. Next, focus on what you can control. Ever find yourself stressing over things outside your realm of influence? The weather, traffic jams, other people's opinions, yeah, those are the real productivity killers. Stoicism reminds us to focus our energy where it matters. Our actions and reactions. Instead of obsessing over what you can't control, channel that energy into what you can. Break down your tasks into manageable steps, celebrate small victories, and remember every action, no matter how small, is a step in the right direction. Number 3. Embrace discomfort. Let's face it, sometimes starting something new feels downright uncomfortable. But here's the thing, growth happens outside our comfort zones. Think of those early mornings spent hitting the gym or the first nerve-wracking presentation you gave. Those moments pushed you beyond your perceived limits and made you stronger. So, when procrastination hits, ask yourself, is this discomfort worth avoiding? Often, it's a sign that you're on the verge of something awesome. 4. Find your why. We're more likely to take action when we have a clear purpose driving us. Think about your goals. What are you working towards? How will completing this task contribute to your bigger vision? Connecting with your why can ignite your motivation and make procrastination seem like a silly distraction. And finally, practice self-compassion. Let's be real, we all slip up sometimes. Don't beat yourself up over those occasional bouts of procrastination. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a friend struggling with the same thing. Okay, time for a dose of reality. I'm picturing you right now, staring at that mountain of emails or that looming project deadline. You know the feeling. Your brain is buzzing, but your body is glued to the couch. You're thinking, if only I could find the willpower to just start. Well, here's a little Stoic secret. Sometimes, the key isn't about sheer willpower, it's about creating an environment that supports action. What if we switch things up? Instead of battling your brain with harsh self-talk, try this. Put on some energizing music, set a timer for 15 minutes, and commit to tackling just one small task. Maybe it's clearing out your inbox or outlining the beginning of that project. You might be surprised often, once you get started, the momentum carries you forward. So remember, my friends, Stoicism isn't about becoming superhuman, it's about finding inner strength and peace so we can navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Overcoming procrastination isn't just about checking things off a list, it's about reclaiming your time, energy, and the power to live a more intentional life. Take those insights, put them into action, and share your experiences. Let's build a community of calm warriors, conquering one task and one procrastination monster at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.